It's the beginning of August and the region is packing in as many performances as possible before the winter chill sets in. This week Chatter takes a peek at St. Albert performers at the Edmonton Fringe Festival, local CCMA award nominees, and the upcoming Arden Theatre season. Fringe returns. The 41st Edmonton International Fringe Festival comes roaring back August 11th to 21 with more than 160 uncensored shows at 27 venues. There is every genre imaginable. Take your pick of comedy, satire, horror, historical, tragedy, futuristic, indigenous, political, musical theater, cabaret, and improv. Artists from around the world are set to perform at the festival for the first time in 2 years. Some current and former St. Albert actors will add their talents to this event, predicted to attract about 100,000 visitors. Visit www.fringetheatre.ca for more information. Below is a partial list of St. Albert's theater voices, Barbara Hubbard and Rhonda Kozuska. I'm Still Here, Christina Odell. Soar Angelica, Dallas Arkin Jr., Hoop Dancer, Josh Longdock, Rocco and Nakota, Kate Ryan, Ten and the Dreamers Cantata, Lucy Haynes, Charlie and the Siberian Monkey Goddess, Owen Bishop, Half the Battle, Neil LaGranger, The Flying Detective, Paige Terz, The Ladies of Jazz, Visionary Theater, The Enchanted Forest. Arden season announced the wait is over. The Arden Theater has announced its entire 2022-2023 season. Although it's a slightly shorter lineup of 26 acts compared to pre-pandemic levels, it encompasses an exciting blend of past heavy hitters and a few new acts. Whether it's Scottish supergroup Scaryvor, African ensemble Black Umfolo C, Grammy Award winner Latin artist Alex Cuba, or indigenous dance band Northern Cree, the season is peppered with a mesmerizing selection of world and roots music. Anyone who loves the country bluegrass vibe can look forward to the Slocan Ramblers, Barney Bentall and the Caribou Express, Terry Clark, Aaron Goodvin, and St. Albert's Haley Benedict. On the rock, blues, and jazz front, Whitehorse, Serena Ryder, The Bros. Landreth, Ellen Doty, Susie Vinnick, Lloyd Spiegel, and Charlie Acourt step up with mashup of gentle ballads, soulful pieces, and or electrifying guitars. A few completely new shows are booked for families. They include the jaw-dropping and popular Banff Mountain Film Festival World Tour, an Axis Theatre production of Toixia, The Hungry Feast Dish, music by Beppe, and the live fantasy adventure A Dinosaur Tale. Tickets go on sale Monday, August 15th at 10 a.m. Call 780-459-1542 or go online at https://stalbert.ca/exp/arden/congrats/CCMA/nominees. The 2022 Canadian Country Music Association nominees are in, and several artists with St. Albert connections shine once more. Tied for two nominations each is newcomer Haley Benedict and veteran recording artist Aaron Goodvin. Benedict is nominated for Rising Star of the Year and Interactive Artist or Group of the Year. Also competing for Interactive Artist or Group of the Year is Aaron Goodvin. The former St. Albert resident is also up for Single of the Year for Boy Like Me. Local singer-songwriter recording artist Dan Davidson was given the nod as Record Producer of the Year for Benedict's charting single Wanted You To. Travis Nesbitt, former lead singer of Social Code turned videographer, is recognized for this past year's body of work. It includes Gord Bamford's Drink Along song video, the Congregation soundtrack to the End of the World video, and two Dead South videos, Chop Suey and People Are Strange. Lastly, Matthew Atkins, who received the 2021 Drummer of the Year award, is nominated once more this year. Calgary is the 2022 host city. A gala announcing winners takes place on Sunday, September 11th at the Scotia Saddledome. TV coverage will be live on Global starting at 6 p.m.